Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to get started. Wow. You know, it's already Friday. This is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to get started with Millie and Layla Happiness.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make a mirror your best friend. And maybe then find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
No. No one can love you like you. maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Like no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
To the love journey, and that was Layla Hathaway. You gotta make the mirror your best friend. We're gonna move right into our money energy, bringing in Ayana Vincent to remind us to forgive our relationship with money. So as we center our mind and center our thought, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe, recognizing that there is nothing greater. And even though we recognize this great spirit that is known by many names, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
You know, some of you people, you never learn economics. I never studied economics in school either, but I have learned how to work with material economics, but most of all, I have learned how to work with cosmic economics. And that's what we teach here. And you, some people never dream or visualize themselves at that point where they can have money working for them. You are not designed to go through this world working for money all of your days in this dimension. Before you leave here, you should reach that point where money is working for you. I'm telling you folks, some of you, something here that was never told to you before. Some of you know it. Most of you don't. Most people think that all their days they've got to work for money. But you never really get into big money until you have your money working for you. You see, and that's the big thing about having money but not letting money have you. In your visualization, see yourself with savings certificates, interest-bearing accounts. See yourself with the right stocks and bonds. Now, don't go down and put your money on wrong stocks. This is why you must begin in your mind and tune into divine ideas so that you will be led and guided. And don't give your money to the first glib investment counselor that comes along. Be guided from within. And I see it here now. I visualize it for many of you, and I feel many of you accepting it now. And mark my word on this. Inside of the next 12 months from this date, and I want you to write this date down right now. All of you who don't have, some of you who may not have have paper and pencil with you, when you get home, write down this date. Write down this date and write with it, I see myself having money working for me. Repeat that with me. I see myself having money working for me. Let me give you the prophecy. For the divine fortune teller in your mind says to you, before these things spring forth, I tell you of them. Inside of 12 months from this date, some of you who never knew anything about having money to work for you are going to come back up here on the same platform, and you're going to write me, and you're going to tell me, Reverend Ike, I have some money working for me. How do you think rich people got rich? By working for money? You never get rich. You never get wealthy by working for money. You only get wealthy by having money, what? Working for you. Some of you have never had this told to you before. And pardon me for being racial, but especially you black people. But you know what Brother Seabrook said about Big Daddy Green Power. He'll turn you on. All right. And I want to say this again, and I want to be redundant. I'm telling you something that's very important. I'm telling you something right now some of you never heard before, and some of you will never hear in church. All you'll ever hear where you go is pie in the sky, by and by when you die. But I'm teaching you how to get the pie before you die. And if you get some pie, you won't die so soon. You won't have to wait for the chariot from the sky. You'll be singing Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac before you leave here. But I'm turned on to an idea, and I feel a lot of people turning on with me. I want to say this again. Please listen to this. If you ever heard anything, if you ever let anything remain in your big head, you are not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work for money. Two things should happen. You should get to that place where you work not because you have to, but because you want to. So here again, you're not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work. You should get to the place where you work because you want to, not because you have to. The next thing, you are not supposed to go all the way through this world, and please put this on television. You're not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work for money. You should reach that point where your money works for you. Get busy in your visualizations and visualize yourself in those two conditions. And I declare unto you that if you visualize yourself in this condition and see yourself having money working for you and working just because you want to and not because you have to, it will happen to you. Let me give you some affirmations for this right now. I see myself in the position where I work because I want to and not because I have to. I see myself in the position where my money works for me instead of me having to work for money.
Where is everybody?
Uh-oh. I was on mute. That's why you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry that I was on mute. Reverend Knight just went off. So if you must have just got on because Reverend Knight just went off. So I was just saying, you know, just reaffirming that what Reverend Knight said is so true. We got to affirm our greatness, and we got to know that we were meant to live an abundant life. Oh, wow. That was so good. Thank you for coming on and letting me know I was on mute, because I was sitting here listening to you every night, and I was just getting all just shouting, so I didn't want to have all that noise, because Reverend Knight was just speaking to my soul. He was speaking to my heart, Claudette.
I knew something was going on because I couldn't hear you. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and play a song. What you was going to say, somebody? We're going to go ahead and play a song, and I apologize for the not having I guess it was time to integrate. You know, we was integrating from Reverend Knight because it was powerful. Reverend Knight just reminds us all the time of the work is in our mind. And he said, if you visualize money making money, he said, because we were not meant to work for money. We were not meant to work all our lives for money. Money is supposed to work for us. That's a good thought. He said, and it just was, he said, if you just put the date down, a 1 year from now, and we got May 4th, because that's when we started visualizing. We should be having our money make money for us. All right, family, we're going to hear a song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to read from the Science of the Mind, and then we're going to open up our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe today. Oh, it's going to be amazing, powerful, riveting, provocative conversation to remind us that abundance, again, is our birthright, family. Did you know that in the Hindi Bible, you know how they open it? It says you were made from abundance. Abundance is who you are, and abundance is who you shall remain. That's something interesting to think about. You were made out of abundance, and out of abundance is who you are, and abundance is who you shall remain. This is Mesa, right here on The Illusion.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us, so we never have to worry and shed a tear, and I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Johnny, your love experience with Janina and Ingram, and that was Mason. Keep your head to the sky. I'm going to be reading from the Science of the Mind, and this today is talking about the divine miracle. I'm still high from yesterday. Behold the presence of God in you. Can you see God when you see your face? Whew. I'm still, that just blessed my soul. And today is today about the divine miracle. Richard Bach once said, every person, all the events of your life are there because you have drawn them there. What you choose to do with them is up to you. The Science of the Mind, page 109, says, we shall cease to suffer as we more and more comply with the laws of the universe. All suffering is the result of some infringement of these laws. Wow. The Divine Science magazine says today there is nothing that happens in your life that is not an opportunity for great learning. There is life happening, and then there is the spiritual truth in each and every situation, and that perfection is the process of our inner evolution. When you can begin to see your life from the spiritual perspective, you will experience heaven on earth, in that you will find your joy and your salvation. We are given opportunity after opportunity to reveal the truth of our being. It is for you to understand that nothing happens as a punishment, but rather as a lesson. You see, it is our birthright that we should learn and grow from life. It doesn't matter what the circumstances, look for the spiritual truth. Look for the light behind every bit of darkness. You see, we are here to learn and grow and become. There are no accidents. When we realize that everything is happening for our spiritual growth, then we can ask, what am I to learn from this? What am I to learn from this situation? What possible good is in this situation, in this right now moment? Come on, Holy Spirit. You see, it's up to us to remember our true identity as divine spirit. This is the human walk, the human experience, to find God in all things. How grateful am I to be on this sacred journey of self-discovery with each and every one of you? Let us thank God and joyfully welcome our own becoming. Today's affirmation is, today I move to a new place in consciousness. I release old limiting ideas and turn to new ways of being. I allow the great revelation to begin. The Science of the Mind, and we're going to get ready and open up for the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We are reading from the book Abundance Now, Amplify Your Life and Achieve Prosperity. And that's by Lisa Nichols. And we're going to invite our beautiful, beautiful, amazing, I tell you this, I just love Chastity and how she do what she do and how she shows up on the planet. She's an amazing gift to the planet. And we haven't really just honored her with her song, because ain't no stopping this beautiful, beautiful sister. And so here's her song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Good morning, Chastity. Good morning, Chastity.
Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday. Oh, Lord have mercy. I was struggling. I'm my own line. I was jamming over here. So, happy Friday, family. Thank you so much, Ming, for the warm introduction, as always. And getting me super fired up with my favorite song in the absolute world. That's kind of up there tied with Beyonce's Love on Top. I love them songs. They just make my heart so happy.
I love it. I'll play it on the way out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to end up doing cartwheels through the darn weekend. All right, family. Thank you, Janine. I'm so happy to be here, just to be able to continue for us going through our book that we've been able to share together in our journey to manifesting our true divine lives, our God-fearing lives that we truly do desire through our book that we're sharing together, Abundance Now by Lisha Nichols. It's amplifying our lives to achieve prosperity today. I really do... I'm going to go ahead and we're going to plow through the rest of this chapter and really just set the tone for just really making conscious decisions moving into this weekend. And just I pray that at the end of this call here today, that if you didn't feel a charge before to really feel led to write the goals, remember, we're supposed to be writing and working on at least two concrete things every 90 days. That really does change your financial life, right? And I get it. A lot of people, we all haven't, you know, or everyone hasn't effectively participated, and that's okay. And for whatever reason, you know, whatever hadn't inspired you prior, I pray that today you are inspired. Because as we closed out last week in the book, she reminded us to stand in your power. Success is your birthright. Success is your birthright. Moving the moment from optional to non-negotiable. And that's where we left off last week, and that's where I really want us to be able to pick up this week and move into that space of non-negotiable about achieving your goals and living an abundant life now. I want to start us off with a quote here that I have prepared for us today. It said, I planned my success. I knew it was going to happen. Again, I planned my success. I knew it was going to happen. And that was something that was quoted by Erica Badu. And I just absolutely love her and her goddess energy just because, you know, I remember her, we quoted one time, Janine. She said, write it down on paper and watch it get real. Excuse my language for that, but that was what the goddess Badu said. And it just reminded me always just to write my goals and really stay intentional. So, as we prepare for today, let's jump into it, family. We'll be talking about visualization scripts for abundance, okay? Visualization scripts for abundance. And this is just, again, guys, because we had left off last week and she was just talking about relaxing into a visualization process, visualizing your abundant life and know that it's already achieved, right? She was reminding us last week just to understand the importance of visualization. She said the more you visualize what you want, the more your mind can see it and your brain can go to work bringing it about. Set aside time every day to close your eyes and focus on your goals. Create vivid pictures in your mind's eye that incorporate color, sound, emotion, even scent. Visualize your goals as already being completed by a specific date, even by a specific time of day. And I thought that was just super powerful, even just to hone in on such detail as to smell. And I even told you all, because, like, I'm a woman who loves flowers, and just to even one thing is to visualize closing or purchasing another home and doing different things like that. However, visualizing all the way down to the scent of the roses that I'll plant in my garden. And I think that's powerful. And the charge to really write the specific date. So she just reminded us the importance of visualization. And it's just time for us family to really stand in our power and to move into that. So a part of the visualization, she's saying that there's a script for abundance. Take some time to imagine all the beautiful details and see yourself enjoying and appreciating your surroundings, okay? Appreciate all of them as you are meditating and visualizing this thing, walking from one environment to another. Let's say if you went from a golden grain into swimming in the lake. That's how descriptive she wants you to feel while you're visualizing it. Some of the affirmations that I just thought was absolutely powerful, and some of them we actually use here on the Love Journey, Janine, so I'm sure it stood out to you. I find prosperity in simplicity. This is an abundant universe, and there's plenty for all of us. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I am now enjoying financial prosperity. Life is meant to be fun, and I'm now willing to enjoy it. I am rich in consciousness and manifestation. My God. And here go another one. I'm not going to read all of them because, you know, that's the, you know, you point out which one resonate with you. I'm just reading some of my favorites. Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly. I mean, is that not a song that you be singing, honey? I heard this. I heard you singing it when I read it. I was like, oh, my God. I forgot how it went. Money comes easily and effortlessly. Remember that? All right, y'all. Anyway, that's how I heard it in my head. And that's how, I'm just singing it back to y'all the way we do it on the Love Journey. Because it blessed me. It really did bless me. It really did. So she just reminded us as we're closing down the visualization process to remember this in everything you do, as was said in the Sermon on the Mount, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, Janine, the one who seeks, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. So I'm challenging you, family, today to ask, and it shall be given to you, to seek, and you'll find, and to knock, and understand that the door will be open. But remember to take bold, radical action towards your goals. Let's not keep just talking about it. Let's get out of the preachy, you know, I trust God, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's trust God. Let's write the goals. Let's visualize the goals, right? Let's write down what's important that we appreciate in our lives every single day. Remember, 10 things for 10 minutes every single day. Show the same God that you're asking more from how you appreciate what you currently do have in your life. And like I said, if you want out of things that you want to appreciate, because remember we talked about this last week, that you don't pay for and you run out of things, email me, call me. I'll send you over one of my underwriting sheets, and it'll go through every organ in your body, and it'll remind you how blessed you really are. Because every time I speak to a client, it's a reminder to me also how important our lives are. And I don't thank God as much as I should. So let's move into that space to be bold. Have radical action towards your goals. Ideas and visualizations are worthless, Janine, without action. Finally, accept that it is so. And I love that part. And I had to go back and circle it again just because, you know, it's easy sometimes just to look at it and say, okay, I'll do it. But just accept it. Accept it. Accept success as your birthright, family. Accept it. And a part of accepting it is moving into the right channels of doing what you need to do, right? And it's just doing it and just doing it. So the next part that I really wanted us to chime into, because I really want to be conscious of our time here this morning, and then we'll open it up for everyone else to be able to chime in and just share some of the things that point that you enjoy in this latter part of this chapter as we prepare for the next season, the next chapter as well. Know the what, then figure out the how, Janine. And I know that this is something you've probably experienced even coaching people in their lives, because when we do our visualization, we must remember not to worry about the how you'll get it accomplished. Just set the intention of what you want, then let the universe provide the mechanism by which you will achieve your goal. Too many people get daunted by the how they're going to make it happen. Don't merge the what with the how together. Just know that you'll get it done. Then she gave an example of a global leadership program by another young lady, Ms. Mercer, Tej Mercer, for the Greenlight Project. And Tej was honest that she was pretty much clueless on how it was going to happen. She just knew she wanted it to happen, and she talked about it for 3 years. My God, how many people would even hold on to something for 3 years and still trust God for it, still keep talking about it, don't even understand the how? You don't need to know the how. Just know that it's in your heart. It ain't for you to know the how. If you understood the how every time, family, there wouldn't be no point of us even being on Earth School. We don't have to. That, yeah, it's a school. It's a school. Earth is our school to learning how to trust the universe greater, how to love one another greater. If we knew the how, what's really the trusting process? What's really the growth in that? Just know. Set the intention. Allow God to show up in your life. Allow God to still mesmerize you and make you fall back in love again. When was the last time that you didn't feel in love with God to that point? I dare you to trust it. I dare you to trust the process. I dare you to trust it. Let's not get to talking about it and, oh, it felt good and the rest of it. Time out for that. Let's be manifestors. Let's be great manifestors and doers of the word, not just hearers only. My favorite part of this part of the chapter, Janine, was become non-negotiable about your goals. And I think you can kind of feel it in just my thought process, because we do have to get to this point. How many people do you know who want an exciting future but aren't willing to put in the time and effort into achieving it? The reality is merely wanting to achieve a goal isn't enough, Janine. You have to proceed as if the achievement of that goal is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. In other words, failure isn't an option. It doesn't matter how the goal will be achieved, but you must maintain the conviction of achieving it necessary and not open to compromise. There's a reason for this conviction. Not only do things happen when you move every option off the table, but, family, intention, passion, and determination you broadcast to the universe will help bring forth the resources and opportunity you need to fulfill your goal. When you're not 100% committed still and you still have an out, the chance of stopping or becoming unfocused is great, okay? I love this quote that she said in here. Don't wait for fear to stop before you leap. Be willing to leap afraid. And I'm sure my mom can attest to watching her crazy firstborn child. I just believe in jumping, because if I try to talk myself out of the door, if I recognize every fear, I become more and more scared. I'm a person who my mom gave me my voice young, and it always gave me the opportunity to express how I feel. So I use my voice to even encourage myself, because what I'm saying to you is not things that I don't say to Chastity on a regular basis. So in that, I make decisions. I don't really talk to people about those decisions unless you're an expert in that field and you can help me. Other than that, I'm already scared. I'm already scared that I have to trust God into something that I have no idea, right? But I leap, I jump, and I build my parachute as I'm landing, Janine. That's what I've learned. Now, from every scrape and bruise up against the cliff of life, I've learned a lot. I've been able to teach and mentor other women coming up in business and just in life to be greater. I walk with a different passion. I believe different. My determination is different. So I just want to encourage you, don't wait for the fear to stop before you leap. Be willing to leap afraid. And then I just want to do this last point now, and then I really want us to, I'm going to open it up for some other people to be able to share. But I really, really, really wanted us to plummet through this because I think it was some great nuggets in here. But I really want to give us all the opportunities to be able to talk about it and just really move on into the space. Here's another cool thing. Love your vision, but don't expect others to applaud it. Something else you can expect when you become non-negotiable about your goals is that for those around you, they will not share in your vision. I hear this a lot of times, especially with new entrepreneurs, with new people, and everything that you're doing, your new love, your new this, your new that. And because other people aren't excited about it, God didn't give them that vision. He gave it to you. He gave it to you. Steve Harvey said it best, Janine. He said, I realized that I had to stop sharing my million-dollar dreams with $100 people. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it. I think that's what my granddaddy used to say. I realized, again, that I have to stop sharing my million-dollar dreams with $100 people. And that's powerful for us just to remember. Hold on to that. Remember that. And I love how she gave an example of she realized after going to South Africa, she ended up speaking to one of her family members on the phone. And I was like, yeah, girl, we seen you done changed all these people's lives in South Africa, blah, 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 blah. But what time are you coming over here and bringing the peach cobbler? And it helped Lisa, and I hope that it helps you reframe it as well this morning. Our family is just our family. It's just a place to be Chastity, to be Lisa, to be Janine, to be Linda, to be Keisha, to be King, to be. Don't expect them to share in the same thing that God gave you or to applaud it. Your work is for who it's designed for. Rarely is it ever the people that is closest to us. But trust God in that process. Write the book. Prepare your lesson plan. Prepare your curriculum. Get out there, whether it's apply for another job or start your own business. Prepare. Do the work. Do it. Do the work. Expect scarcity mindset from others. Just expect it from other people because it's a familiar discomfort for them, and it makes it very uncomfortable for them to think of an unfamiliar new possibility. But I just love that part. I love that part, and I really want to open it up for anybody else before we're at the top of the hour and we have to close out. Was there anything in the book that blessed you in this part of the book? Are you still working on your goals? Are you working on two more goals for the next 90 days? Talk back to me, family. Yes, press *6 if you're on the teleconference. Press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Chastity.
Hey,
it's your mommy. Good morning. Just want to let you know that I'm here. I'm supporting you this morning. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, Janine Ingram. Love you, too. The books, all the books just kind of culminate for me. But one of the things that I think about as I read this book, as we started to read, she talked about what the abundant life was, living the life that we love and love the life that we live. Last week, when we talked about writing down thankful things, that is what took me through the whole week. When times are hard and you're not focused, you can always find 10 things to be thankful for. And, man, that took me through the week, each and every day. Thank you, Janine, because really this week you have been an inspiration. I listen to you, the things that you say. A lot of it is confirmation to some things that I'm continuing to build on. But Lisa Nichols' Abundant Life has really, really, really helped me to stay focused on this journey and to understand what the abundant life is really about. So for me, living this life and loving the life that I live with my family, setting goals. And, of course, my daughter has pushed me to another unbelievable level because it's just amazing how she's influenced my thinking and how I feel about all of this. So I just wanted to support her this morning and not take up a lot of time, but let her know that I've just been there to watch you grow, Chastity. Even each and every book, I've just watched you continue to develop as a woman. So thank you for that. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Janine Ingram. Thank you, Love Journey family. Happy Friday.
I definitely appreciate it. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
Do we have anybody else who wanted to be able to share real quick before I close this out here a little bit more?
Yes, you got somebody else. Good morning.
Hey, happy Friday.
Oh, to you too, Chastity. And I want to start out by loving on the Love Journey family, but thanking your mother especially. You know, when you're doing this life, you need somebody in your corner that's got your back. And she does that. And the fact that it's synergy, she's talking about how you influenced her. I mean, she's a vehicle. You came through. But the fact that you're working together and growing probably for your children and grandchildren is the miracle. That's that divine miracle that Janine was speaking on today, that we are. And in terms of comments for this journey we are on, making this money thing right in our hearts, souls, and minds, I'm getting there. And I think my non-negotiable has come to be that I'm not letting anybody or anything stop me. I find when I get, you know, chaotic living life in other areas outside of my business, I'm frustrated and anxious because that thought will come in, did you do anything for you today, Claudette? Did you do one thing on your business? Because I'll have to leave, you know, whatever that situation had been and go and at least read a chapter. Write, you know, I've got lists for my class I'm in and everything. Do something, but you cannot give up on this. You believe, you got to do the work. So that's my non-negotiable. I got to have something for me at least once a day towards my goals and dreams. Thank you, Chastity. You do a good job of, you know, just keeping us on the pathway. Don't let nothing stop you. I appreciate you. I'm complete.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Can you say your name and where you're calling from, just for all the new callers? I know who you are, but just for
Claudette
everyone to know.
Freddick.
Yes,
he
That's is.
Who I
That's
am.
Awesome.
Instant ain't everything author. And I'm using that for my own affirmation. Instant ain't everything, girl. You got to work on it. You got to make it happen. And so that's who I am.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much, Ms. Claudia, for the encouraging words and just everything you share. And I love that. Just continue to remember to refocus every day back on yourself and getting the work done for you.
Yes, got you.
Yes, thank you. All right, so I really wanted to, I'm going to jump back into this book real quick because I want to hit on the last couple of points, family, and then we'll open it back up here at the top of the hour, but I only have a few minutes left, and I really, really, really wanted to hone in on that. We talked about the four disruption. Expect scarcity minds from others, right? The people who are closest to you will often experience mild to moderate disruption when you begin pursuing your goals in earnest. Why? Because you are disrupting their familiar and what's familiar to them by becoming uncomfortable with change. Unfortunately, those circumstances with which you have become uncomfortable, the modest income you earn, the unexceptional career you may have, or the ordinary lifestyle you lead are familiar to the people closest to you. As you move forward on creating an exceptional life experience, realize that you're creating something new and unknown for others. Steve Harvey asked her on the show, what's something that makes transformation so difficult for some people? And she got chance to really hone in on that and said that people often become more committed, Janine, to familiar discomfort than they are to an unfamiliar possibility. If that describes you, realize that once you break the cycle for yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone around you will also break it. As you redefine prosperity for yourself and begin to move forward on the road to a more abundant life, you might find family members, friends, and coworkers subconsciously sabotaging your efforts. My God, it's not that they are constantly saying, whoa, hold on there, you're becoming too prosperous. But you'll likely find your new standards are simply outside their comfort zone. Okay? So sometimes their conscious or unconscious sabotage may be subtle. At other times, they'll use guilt, criticism, or manipulation. Even worse, they'll claim to know what's good for you better than you know for yourself. You might hear things like this, Janine. Trust me, I know that ideal never works. You work too hard. Let's go to the mall. You deserve a break. I wouldn't pay my mortgage down early. You'll lose your tax write-off. It's just those subtle things that start planting doubt on what you're working on. Why try again? You always gain the weight back.
Oh, God.
It sounds too good to be true. So assume that it is too good to be true. Something Wayne Dyer always said. He said, it's never crowded at the extra mile. It's never crowded at the extra mile. Okay? So while we're creating a new path and people may react with even greater resistance, just realize that becoming a pathfinder and a blazing new trail can create even more turbulence. But that's okay. That's okay. A quote that she has here that I thought was profound. Long before Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King were recognized as brilliant people, people call them crazy. If people think your ideas are strange, congratulations, family. You are in great company. You are in great company. And you just have to hold on to that. And just remember, abundance is within your grasp. Let's start on the path to embracing it. Abundance is within your grasp. Let's start on your path to embracing it. In the next four chapters, family, we're going to introduce the formula for moving forward, leaving scarcity behind and creating an exciting new life, an abundant life. You'll experience enrichment, which is going to be next week, as you develop your whole self into a focused and abundant thinker. You'll find enchantment, connecting with others, and developing relationships that will support you in success. You'll discover the thrill of engagement that comes from pursuing work, either employment or your own business, that leads to an exciting experience. Finally, we'll talk about the new approach to money, seeing money as an endowment that grows and continues to fund the kind of breathtaking lifestyle you can imagine. Lisa will teach us how to earn, preserve it, and nurture it, and use it. A tutorial you'll find encouraging regardless of the size of your bank account now. So join us next week as we continue on in the experience of enrichment. And that is where we will develop our whole self into a focused and abundant thinker. We definitely open up the line for anyone else who wants to be able to join in. I am Cassidy A. Wells, the licensed insurance broker on the line. Be able to assist you with any of your financial needs. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6000. Again, it's 614-230-6600. You can call or text me anytime in regards to any of your financial needs that I can assist you with. But I would love to hear from the rest of the family on the line if there was anything else that blessed you. Within this chapter, whether it was the 10 things that we had to write down, like my mom just brought up, and I think that that was powerful because of the personal things that has been happening within our own family. I think Lisa reminding us just to write down 10 things every single day can really cause a shift in mindset and understanding what's really working and the abundance that you really do have in your life. I would love to know what's been working for you. Are you working on your goals? What part of any of these things excite you? Was it a good reminder that to allow your family to just be your family, the cheerleaders? They're not going to probably be your people that you coach first. You're probably trying to practice on them a little bit, but your work is who it's created for. Just trust the process. So I'll open it up, Janine, or give it back to you just to see if anyone has anything else that they wanted to share. Press star 6 if you're on the line, and press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
All right.
You was on fire today. I said, go ahead. Oh, you were so good. Thank you so much for sharing, being on fire, lighting other fires, even if they didn't say, because you put a lot on people's minds. And what I realized, when we call people to action, that's the time when people get in their inertia space. Oh, I got to do something. So thank you for reminding us that we have to be non-negotiable. That was what was really stuck out, non-negotiable, because it reminds me of what Reverend Ike said. It's something powerful that happens to a made-up mind. See, when you're non-negotiable, you got a made-up mind. You know what you want, and you're going after it, and you're on fire, and you're not letting nobody stop you, and you're not taking no short. So that's what I love, love, love about our conversation today, is being non-negotiable. You see, because I'm going to have an expectation a year from May 4th that we're in a different space with our money, that we're in a different space with our relationship to money, that we're writing in our money journals, we're building our relationship with our money. And just like Reverend Ike said this morning, he said there is no reason we should not have our money making money for us. We should be putting ourselves in a position where our money is making money. Money making money, not you working. He said there should only be one reason why you work, just because you want to, not because you need it, not because, you know, oh, I got to have this money, but because you want to work, because your money should be working for you. That should be a non-negotiable for you today. And so, Chastity, thank you for reminding us of the power of visualization, the power to getting it in our heart, to affirming and reaffirming, and to every cell in our body becoming in agreement, to every organ in our body is in agreement with what we speak in our mouth.
Yeah.
And when we become congruent with the words we say, and everything is beginning to reek from what we speak, then we can't do anything but attract exactly what it is we desire. Chastity, you were on fire. I don't know if you want to give your phone number out again to remind people who you are, what you do, and how you can serve them.
Yes, yes, yes. I am Chastity A. Wells, licensed insurance broker. I am licensed in multiple states. Being able to assist you with any of your insurance needs or financial needs as far as preparing for retirement, rolling over a 401k that you left at a previous job, and money just sitting in an account that's not growing, I'll definitely be able to assist you with safe options with that. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. I am available via text or phone call to that number. And you also can visit my website as well at www.chastityawells.com. It's just one T in my name, Chastity. Thank you so much, love, Johnny, for this space to just continue to grow myself as a woman and pour into you and for those who are willing and receiving. Thank you so much just for the space to share with you on this Friday. and every Friday in a space within your heart and your homes. And I pray that it is just as impactful for you as it has been for me and my family and my daughter and my mom as well. And just growing. That's really the whole point of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. It's just creating the space for us to talk about these things and to not feel ashamed talking about money, talking about our abundance, talking about achieving our best lives and manifesting our best lives. I think that's what I love the most about it. It's a safe place. Everyone else has a safe place as we continue to talk about different things that they're overcoming, whether it's overcoming drugs or whatever they are, can go there. All the other people can go to church and, you know, and we do that too, Monday through Friday and even Sundays, right? We do all of those things, but it's rare that a lot of people, the masses, have a place to come and learn and shift in mindset. Because many of us haven't grown up reading books and different things like that. So I think it's a great place, and I'm just excited to share with you all every single Friday. And just thank you for just allowing me to share my heart and this space with me as we go through this week and we prepare for next week. I love you all. Thank you so much again, Denise.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, we are really excited. We're coming up on a life annual sunrise service, and I want to put that on your mind so you won't forget that I desire and want your support, your prayers, your love, and your donations, you know, to help the permits and pay for all the performing arts. Just want to remind you today, family, don't forget to get your donations in for the ninth annual sunrise service. Don't forget to put it on your calendar. We are going to be doing some amazing healing work, transforming work right here on 39th Street Beach. Let me just tell you the message from the soul this year. The message from the soul. And what the soul's expression is, this we're going to have a soul breakfast this morning. A super soul breakfast on 39th Street, baby. It's going to be some healing, some transforming. And we got an amazing act. We got our very own Phoenix Tyler, who's going to bring us from the test to the testimony of peace. Ebony and Maya Ingram and Deo Dance. And just a reminder, she's going to be opening up the Universal Soul Circus July 18th in Washington, D.C., family. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, get your tickets for the Universal Soul Circus and go support Ebony on the July 18th one, where she will be opening up with Deo Dance, and they're practicing and getting it together. They're going to bring it. Ooh, they're going to shut the house down in the circus on Universal Soul Circus July 18th. Don't forget to get your tickets if you are in the DMV area. And you will not, I tell you, you will not regret having the opportunity. If you've never seen a Universal Soul Circus, there's no circus like the Universal Soul Circus. And if you're in the DMV area and you haven't been to the African American Smithsonian, you got to see that museum. Oh my God, it touched my soul in there. I was in tears. Oh my God, it's so beautiful, so amazing, and it touched every voice in our community. There is not a space in our community that is not represented in the African American Smithsonian. Even LeBron James got his own wing, baby. I took a picture of his name with his own wing. Oprah Winfrey got her own studio and theater. It is so amazing. Ava DuVernay, you see names. Samuel Jackson, they got even Beyonce, is Jay-Z, Bob Marley. Oh my God. I mean, when you go to that museum, you would just be so proud to know that you're an African American. It's so beautiful. And then the you got to watch the movie in the first chapter when you come in. It's called August 28th. And everything that happened in August 28th, and the first thing they start off with is Motown. Motown, August 28th, 1964, just released their first record from Motown. Motown just recently opened, and the first record that went number one. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait. Girl, I'm going off track, I know, but you got to go to if you haven't been.
You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. It's so beautiful. So I want you all to put that in your calendar. And just want you all to know, if you're in the DMV again, don't forget. Don't forget. If you're in the Chicagoland area or you want to fly in, you know you can always give me a call. Let me know what we need to do to support you to come to our 9th annual Sunrise Service. I want you to come. Don't delay. Put it in your calendar today. Be here for the 9th annual Sunrise Service. Ray Silkman, Apatamai. Oh, yes. And this year is the message from the soul. So our fire burning ceremony is going to be totally a little bit different about what we're going to be burning and releasing from our lives, family. So I want you there. And if you can't be there physically, please send your prayers. And believe me, all donations go toward the Sunrise Service from here on to the Sunrise Service. So anything you can do, anything you give, even your prayers, your time, your volunteer hours, whatever, they are always appreciated. And so I want you to know, family, of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on the love journey. And guess what? I honor that and appreciate you because you chose to be right here in this community. One love, one space. Also want to let you know that your life really is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice in family. I don't want to hear about no dreams. I want to hear about you living your dreams. And let me tell you, when you put your dreams out there, you just never know how it may show up. When you ask the right questions, and even when you ask not so great questions, God answers. Just a quick testimony. I was on my way to the museum in the Uber, and I was asking Emily, I said, Emily, I'm just wondering. I wonder if I'm on purpose. I wonder if I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I meet all these beautiful people having a great time, meet a lady from Chicago, meet all these. But then I walk on the fourth floor, and a lady walk up to me and say, are you Janine? I said, yes. She said, you Janine Ingram? I said, yes. She said, you Janine Ingram, the three daughters? I said, yes. She said, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm standing here. She said, I kept walking you. She said, I kept stalking you. I kept following you, and I was scared. But Spirit said, go ahead and ask her. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, well, who are you? She said, I thought she was going to say she's from the prayer line. She was from the Sisters Gathering Hill. She said, I've been following you on Facebook. I was like, really? Okay. And I'm thinking, well, I really don't post them. But just stuff I want to read, I was thinking to myself, I just post a lot of stuff I want to remember, things I want to reread. I don't really do a lot of family posts, heartfelt stuff, right? She says to me, Janine, your posts have saved my life. She said, you are so positive, and you got an amazing set of daughters. You are so amazing, and I'm super excited. She said, I want you to coach me. And I was like, oh. And she said, when I get back in town, we're going to talk about it, and I'm sending you a check. I said, well, thank you, God. She said, because you are so on purpose. And then chills went down my spine because that was the answer to my question. I tell you, God will send somebody to you to remind you you are on purpose. Sometimes the seemingly appearances may not seem like you in the direction you want to go. And I'm sure for Tyler Perry, he must have thought, oh, my God, I must not be doing it right. I'm homeless. I'm 6 feet tall living in this little car. I must not be doing what God wants me to do. But I tell you, even doing those seemingly appearances, time, you got to press through. And you got to see your way through it. You got to visualize and affirm and keep firm and keep affirming until you see what you say come true. Because you are all that God is. You were meant to live an abundant life. So I want you to know that today. And I want you to remember that today as you move through your experiences. When as many books as you thought should have sold didn't sell. Nobody believed in your dream to even invest it. Or whatever happens, I want you to know today, you just keep moving through. Because on the other side, it's everything and more. Because I just love Ephesians. When it tells us that abundantly now,
I will give you more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. And all we have to do is add love on top. So this is Beyonce, and this is dedicated to Chessie A. Wells, who always add a little love on top, family. Thank you so much for listening to The Love Journey. Thank you for being a part of our experience. Thank you for being a part of the community. And thank you for all that you do, Dan, yourself, your community, as well as The Love Journey. Love on top, family.
Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Chessie A. Wells. for the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Don't forget to get your book. If you haven't got your book, Amplify Your Life and Achieve Prosperity Abundance Now, you are missing out on a great read. It's not just good enough to hear it. You know, I really desire, but it's up to you to really, for you to get that book, because I'm telling you, when you read it and absorb it, it's going to transform your life. These books are transformative. And I just want to, again, let Chastity A. Wilkes know that she is really blessing our soul. At least I can say for me, she was on fire this morning. Again, I want to thank you for bringing more than just your conversation. You brought it on this morning. You brought it with a whole lot of love, and I felt it. And it came in through the call, and it transcended all the thoughts and mindsets. Today, you shifted some energy up in this community this morning. And again, I want to say thank you, Chastity. And I'm like your mom. I could feel your expansion and your growth. I was thinking that when I was hearing you speak this morning. I'm like, she on fire. This girl is on fire. And I just want to say, Chaz, thank you for allowing us to see your vulnerability, your transparency, and you expand and grow. That means we know you're doing the work. Keep it up. Keep shining. And may it be in every area of your life. I pray blessings upon you and everything you touch, your daughter, everything she touch, and every seed that you plant will grow more than you ever think, ask, or imagine. I pray these things for all of you all on this Love Journey Line. Have a great weekend, and know that I love you. But know, even more importantly, you should love you. All right.